Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to the Empowerment Place Ministries and Using My Keys broadcast. This is your host, Valerie Burrell, grateful and thankful for another opportunity to come and share a word of empowerment with you. For those who are in the Tri-Cities area, if you don't have a church home to attend this morning, I want to invite you to Kingdom Global Ministries at 3630 Williamsburg Road this morning at 9 o'clock a.m. for Bible teachings from our bishop, Bishop Elroy Henderson, who will be teaching the Word of God this morning. It'll be a relaxed atmosphere, one where you can dialogue with this phenomenal teacher, man of God, to get insight and again be empowered. Also want to invite you this Friday night from 7 p.m. until 7 a.m. at the Master's Touch Ministries, where the leader is Apostle Glendora Winston. There will be 12 hours of worship and teaching and preaching and praise, all centered around the theme, Keep the Prayer Wheel Turning. During this 12-hour service, I will be speaking at 1 o'clock a.m., yes, you heard that correctly, 1 o'clock a.m., to minister that which the Lord has given me concerning the theme of Keep the Prayer Wheel Turning. So if you're in the area, we certainly invite you to come out and be a part of Richmond, Virginia. So now let's go ahead and get to the Word. That's why we're here. The topic this morning is The Plan Is Still in Effect. The plan is still in effect. And it's coming from Jeremiah 29:11. I think most of us who have been in the Word for any amount of time have listened to this, read this enough to memorize it. But God said, we've memorized it, but we've not allowed that seed to plant within us to understand that what I said, I meant, and it still will come to pass. There are just some things that he's requiring of us. So, Father, right now, in the name of Jesus, we thank you and we praise you for this another teaching opportunity, Father, where we will go into your word, God, where we will get understanding and clarity, Father, that we would continue to press on despite the obstacles that may be in front of us now or on the way, Father, that we will endure as good soldiers and receive the manifestation of that which you have for us in your word. Father, it says that you have an expected end. You have a plan to give us good and not evil. Father, we this morning prepare ourselves to receive that which you have for us. Father, we come now binding every hindrance that would try to show its head. Father, thanking you in advance for this word that will be planted and the spirits of your people, God, that a great increase would come forth from it. I give you the glory, give you the honor and praise. Count these things done now in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. So again, we go to Jeremiah 29, verse 11. It says, for I know the thoughts I toward you, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. That's from the King James Version. From the Living Bible, it reads this way. For I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord. They are plans for good and not for evil, to give you a future and a hope. To give you a future and a hope. God has a plan for his people. And he tells us that in his word. I want to prosper you. I want to give you an expected end. I want to give you hope and a future. Understand that when God is speaking this to us and the plan that he has for us, there are some facets of our life that require nurturing. There are some things in our lives that require development. Okay, God, thank you. He said he wants to present these things to us. This wasn't a time when we had to go and take back anything. These are thoughts and plans that he has for us. But as he has plans for us, as he has spoke these words that are still in effect, God did not expect for us to just sit back and do nothing. He didn't. You know, often, let's look at our jobs, and, you know, you can have a conversation with your manager, and based on your job performance that they've been watching, the manager will say, well, based on what you've been doing, we see great things for you in the future. We see opportunity for promotion and, you know, travel and all the perks that come with growing in the company. And so you hear this information from your manager, your supervisor, and you get excited and you go back to your desk and you do nothing. And your rationalization for that is that, oh, well, they already know what my capabilities are. They've already said that they have planned to promote me, so I'm just going to wait for the promotion. Do you really think that promotion is going to come? I don't think so. Telling you what their plan is and then watching you after the fact may say to them that, no, they're not really ready for this. They're not mature enough for this. You know, we give them insight and information regarding what we want to do, and then they just sit. Nah. Let's look at another candidate. But here with God, God is saying, look, I do have a plan for you. I have a plan for you. I have an expected end for you. I have a future that's laid out for you. I have a hope that's waiting for you. But I also need you to be active, doing what's required of you in order for this to manifest. When we go back again to Jeremiah 29, if we look at verses 5 through 7, it reads this way. I'm going to read to you from the Living Bible. It says, build homes and plan to stay. Plant vineyards, for you will be there many years. Marry and have children, and then find mates for them, and have many grandchildren. Multiply. Hear that word, multiply. Don't dwindle away. Hear that. And work for the peace and prosperity of Babylon. Pray for her. For if Babylon has peace, so will you. Did you hear that? Multiply. God wants you to get busy. To get busy. Oh, okay, I hear you. Yeah. To get busy. He wants you to not dwindle away. He doesn't want us to perish. He wants us to stay active according to what he has spoken concerning our purpose in the earth. And then he says, and work for the peace and prosperity of Babylon. Pray for her, for Babylon has peace, so will you. I don't know what your Babylon is this morning. I don't know what you're facing. I don't know what your situation is. But in the midst of where you are right now, God said, look, don't be complaining about this. Don't be murmuring and grumbling and doing all these things. And, oh, I wish you were different. Oh, I wish I could get out of here. Oh, da, 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 da. You know how we are. We got a whole lot to say. Not meaning a whole lot, but we just always got a whole lot to say about our circumstance and our situation. When we're really not understanding what God desires to get out of it, what he wants us to get out of where we are. So he says, pray for Babylon. Pray for her. For Babylon has peace, so will you. So will you. So what's that saying to me? I shared with my pastor yesterday, you know, for maybe a month or so, I will plan to go out and be a part of different ministries, you know, events. I'll say, yes, I'm going to do this. And then when it comes time to proceed, something comes up that says, oh, no, you're not going. Yeah, no, that you can't go. You've got to do X, Y, Z. And so I stay. And I said to my pastor yesterday, I was like, you know, I have to, I'm questioning whether I'm still in the cocoon, because it seems like every time I want to move, I can't. Like, I still have to stay in. And so, you know, I almost felt like I was allowing my circumstances and my situations to manage me instead of me managing them, where I was almost feeling like, God, what's going on here? What are you expecting? I mean, like, God, I desire to do these things. You know, I want to learn. I want to grow. I want to be out there to be a part of what's taking place. And he was like, no, no, that's what you desire. You just sit on in the house and do this right here. And I'm like, okay, God. All right. So in the midst of where I was feeling some kind of way, and I had to reassess where I was and what I was doing and how I was to act in this thing. And God said, you know, even in what you're feeling right now, Valerie, my plans for you are still in effect. I still have a plan for you. I still have an expected end for you. I still have a hope and a future for you. You don't have to try to do anything out of the ordinary. You don't have to, you know, you don't need to do that. Just understand that I've got you, and I want you to do what I orchestrate. I don't want you to try to orchestrate anything on my behalf. I want you to multiply where you are. I want you to build your house where you are. I want peace in your house, for as peace is in your home, then you'll also have peace. Not saying that I don't, because I'm in a good place. I'm in a great place, actually, with where my life is. But there, God was saying, there's more that I require. There's more that I want to do. But in order for that to happen, you've got to realize that sometimes you've just got to seek peace where you are. Seek peace where you are. Seek peace where I'm speaking to you. So while I'm waiting on God to turn things around, I've got to seize the moment that he presents to me. I think that for me, I was too busy looking at the circumstances and situations around me that I didn't recognize that there were opportunities for me to seize. Because the cares of life had seemingly gotten me to a place where they seemed to be distractions. Oh, my God. But they weren't distractions. It was a part of God's plan for me to make the most of what he had presented, not for me to make the most of what I was trying to do within myself. Ooh, God. Okay. He wants us to become as productive as we possibly can. He wants us to maximize our potential. You know, there's a lot of times when we're waiting on God, and, you know, we're waiting on God, and we think that while we're waiting, you know, we're just chill out, and we'll pray, and we'll listen, and, you know, and the prayer is good, because, you know, the Word tells us that some things only come by prayer and fasting, but there are other things that we could be doing while we're waiting. And you know, even as I'm saying this now, God said, you know, in those moments that you felt like you had to be gone, I've been speaking to you now for years regarding completing your book, and you've not done it. And every opportunity that I give you to work on your book, what are you doing? You're not seizing the moment. You're choosing to do something different, something that Valerie would rather do instead of that which I've instructed Valerie to do. But guess what, Valerie? My plan for you is still in effect. God said, pray for the prosperity of those around you, because when they prosper, you will too. That's right. Pray for Babylon. Pray for those who have been getting on your nerve, who've been aggravating you and taunting you and all those things, pray for them. Pray for them. Because that when they're at peace, you'll be at peace. Mm-hmm. It'll happen. And you'd be like, no, I'm not. And he said, okay, if that's what you choose to do. But recognize that while they're tearing up and doing everything they do, you still a target. They're going to still come at you the same way they've been coming at you. All I'm asking you to do is pray for them. Pray for them. Because my plan is still in effect for you. Ooh, there are times when we're expecting that move, that promotion, that elevation. We're not really concerned about those around us and how they will or won't be affected by what God does with us. But we have to be mindful that even as God has spoken this concerning us, He's spoken this concerning all of His people, that He has a plan for each of them, all of them. All of them who desire to be His. He has a plan and an expected end for them. And it's about all of us really grasping the concept that we have to do this thing together. I'm going to do my part. You're going to do your part. He's going to do his part. We're going to follow the plan that God has for each of us. And then we're going to move along and grow exponentially because he wants us to multiply and not diminish. Multiplication, you know, except for one times, it's adding on, it's exponential growth that he anticipates doing in our lives, but we've got to realize where we are. And again, seize the moments that are before us. I'm grateful this morning for those who have called in. If you have something to share, press 1 and I'll bring you on the line this morning. Please. Thank you. We sometimes mess up. Yeah, I'll admit it. I mess up. I won't say we. I mess up because I become withdrawn, where God is saying, don't diminish. I find that I do diminish, and not so much, I diminish because I stop, my focus changes. When I recognize what God is doing, when I recognize it, I'm good. When I'm clear how he's moving, I'm good. But when I'm not clear and I have questions that he's not answered for me yet, I find myself getting a bit distracted. And when I get distracted, I also diminish. That's me. May not be that same way for everybody, but that's me, that if I get the least bit distracted, you're going to see me shine away. And I had to pray and repent this morning because a part of me didn't want to do broadcast today. I'll be honest with y'all. I didn't want to do broadcast this morning. And God said, excuse me, but that's not your ministry to decide whether you're going to do it or not. That's my ministry, so get up and do the message. And so I did. I got up and I pressed because this is not mine. This is his. This is what he gave me. This is not what I thought up myself that I was going to do. This is a part of me, my process of getting to the expected end that he has for me, that place of hope that he has for me. So there are requirements that I must fulfill in order for these things to take place. He says, I want you while you're waiting on me to do something good for you, to begin doing something good for others. You know what? I don't have a problem with that. I take pleasure in doing good things for other people. I do. I take pleasure in that. I take pleasure in doing for others more than I take pleasure in doing for myself. And when we look at what Paul wrote in Acts 20:35, he says, it's more blessed to give than to receive. And he added, the Lord will reward everyone for whatever good he does. That's Ephesians 6 and 8. So, you know, we've got to know that blessing others will open up a channel, a door, an opportunity for God to come through to bless us. While we're waiting, while we're still being in the process, while we're not complaining and moaning and groaning and those things, while we're waiting on God as he processes us to that place of prosperity and expectation, while we're waiting, he's saying to us, do not diminish. Do not cower down. Do not fade away. But I want you to multiply. And a way to multiply is to sow into others, to sow seed into others that there may be increase. Yeah. I hear you. But I've been sowing into others. I've been giving. I give of my time. I give of my money, even when I don't have money for myself. I do give. I give to the point where I can't even get my own bills paid because I've given. And, you know, I have a heart for God's people, and I see them in need, and I do give. But I feel like, God, after I've given all this stuff, where does that lead me? Because it doesn't look like my life has made any progress. It doesn't look like I'm any closer to that expected in. God, what is going on? I hear you. I've been there too. God, what is going on? God, what else do you want from me? He said, for you, I want you to be transformed by the renewing of your mind. I need you to understand that the work that you're doing, you're doing as unto me, that I'm seeing all things, that I know all things. I knew what your intent was even before the manifestation of it took place. I know what you're doing. I see it. I had thoughts of your plan before you did. I see what you're doing. I hear what you're saying. I know what you're going through, but I'm saying to you this morning, please don't give up in this, because the plans that I have for you are still in effect. Often we have an expectation of what our expected end is going to look like. You know we do. We have an idea of what the house is going to look like and what the car is going to look like and what that spouse is going to look like and how our grandchildren are going to favor us. That's just me talking, yeah, because I love for my grandchildren to look like me. All these things. We have expectations of how grand the ministry is going to be and the influence that I'm going to have. We have expectation of how God is going to do this thing for us. We have expectation. But God said, I have expectation too. And I know what's better for you than you know for yourself. I can't always give you all that you're desiring the way you desire it, because then that may cause you to lose focus on who I am in your life. You know, some folk can't handle all the big, big stuff, because then they would stop loving on God the way they do. They would turn stuff into idols and start worshiping stuff.
You know, how often do you see people who say, yeah, I'm going to get me this car and that car and that car and this car, and before they get the car, they in ministry and they at church and they praising God and they get that car, and then all of a sudden on Sunday morning they can't go to church because they got to clean the car. They made that car their God. But he was like, no, 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 no. See, I can't give everything to everybody like that. But guess what? I'm going to take care of you. I'm going to make sure that every need is met. You will lack no good thing in me. But I need you to be willing to go through the process. I need you to be willing to understand that I have a plan. I do have a plan. But my plan is my plan. I don't need you to try to input your little bits and pieces. You know, I got this, God said. God said, I got this. And then we wonder, too, why the expectation that we have and, you know, the expected end that we desire is not coming forth. Then that's when we got to check ourselves and see what we're doing. See how we acting in the Babylon situation. Are we praying for others? Even those who have done all manners of evil against us, are we praying for them? Are we going about life without murmuring and complaining? Are we obeying God's word? He said obedience is better than sacrifice. Are we sacrificing because we can't control our flesh? Come on, y'all. God's word does not change, cannot change. And the word that he spoke concerning each of us, God still has expectation that that word come forth, that manifestation happen, because that plan is still in effect, but he's waiting for each of us to get in a place of acceptance, to realize what he has spoken and what he desires of us. And if we want that expected end, if we want that future, and we want that hope, and we want that peace, then it means that we're going to have to fulfill the requirements that he has for our lives. My prayer this morning, that as you've heard this word today, that you had to come to a place of acceptance and reality. That God, I've not always done it. I'm not always doing it the way that you've spoken I should. But this morning I repent of that. I turn away from that and I yield to you, asking that you would come in, make me anew, O God, so that I can receive that expected end and I can give you glory. So, Father, we thank you this morning for this teaching time. We thank you for your word, oh God. We thank you for what you're doing in each of our lives, God, even as we are reassessing and turning from some things that have been hindering us. Father, we thank you for the Holy Spirit that is moving within each of us right now, Father, showing us exactly what we need to deal with in order to succeed in you. Father, I pray for each and every listener now and those who will listen in the future, Father, that increase will come in their lives. Father, we give you glory for this time, realizing, Father, that as we empower the ability to empower others, and we do this giving you glory, honor, and praise in Jesus' name. Amen. Listeners, thank you so much for joining us this morning. I pray that this has been an empowerment moment for you. God bless you until next time.